This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is going on, everybody? DeAndre Koch here, and I've got a fresh batch of quick travel hits for you. We are back from an amazing two-week trip to the Maldives. This was our second trip in there in less than a year. We flew Q Suites on Qatar. We flew Emirates, had a great time. We're going to have a recap of that. I'm so excited to go over that trip and share that experience with all of you. So a few travel quick hits for you. For those that are new to the channel, this is a shorter segment that we go over some pertinent tips in the travel and points and miles world. So we're going to jump right into it. First, this one probably isn't going to be a huge surprise for those that follow travel and points and miles news regularly. But what I, of course, try to do is sift through a lot of the news that's out there and just hit you guys with the most important things. For this, it is the fact that American Airlines announced that Citi will become its exclusive U.S. credit card partner starting in 2026. And so that's going to end its relationship that it has with Barclays. It's kind of had this dual Barclays-Citi relationship for many years now. And one of Barclays' very popular American Airlines card was the Advantage Aviator Red World Elite MasterCard, which basically gave you 60,000 or more American Airlines miles for a single purchase. So literally a 99-cent stick of gum, and boom, you've got 60,000 miles added right into your account. And it only has a $99 fee. I really haven't had this card on my radar at all. We fly American a lot. I've got the American business credit card through Citi. Hasn't been on my radar to have. This one actually Taryn does have. But I decided, you know what, because they've ended this partnership, this card is going to go away. Don't know if they're going to get one with such an easy sign-up bonus. So I went ahead and applied for this one and got approved for it. And so whenever it comes in the mail, I'm going to make a purchase with it, get 60,000 American miles, not loyalty points as well, just miles. But we fly American so often and use American miles all the time. This was an absolute no-brainer for the $99 fee, and I'll evaluate if I keep the card or not, or downgrade it or switch it to whatever Citi's going to offer when that time comes. Now, for those that already have this card, American Airlines has assured everyone that the current benefits will remain the same, at least during this transition period. And very likely it will change over to something on the Citi platform. I doubt it's going to stay on the Barclays platform. So if you are interested in this card specifically, some of the benefits which come in handy if you don't have American status, you get your first check bag free with American, and that's for you and up to four companions traveling with you on the same reservation. So you use this card and you've got basically for five travelers, the first bag free. No foreign transaction fees. It does have some travel insurance. It's not as good as Chase's travel insurance, but it does have some. And I think probably one of the really cool things, if you're looking to fix your credit a little bit, or maybe you've got a balance that's gotten a little bit high, of course, we always advocate to pay off your balances all the time and not carry a credit card balance. But if you do happen to, maybe you've done some Christmas shopping or whatever, maybe run up the card a little bit, they do have an introductory 0% APR offer on balance transfers for the first 15 months. So 0% on a balance transfer first 15 months, that can come in handy. So that's that one. Again, I took advantage of it. I think it's a kind of a no-brainer if you fly American kind of ever. And American points and miles, at least, can come really in handy because it can be relatively hard to get them outside of using shopping portals and other things. The other one thing I want to add speculatively is some of us in the points and miles world think that perhaps this is going to be a move for where one of Citi's points cards, the cards that earn the thank you points, might now make American Airlines one of its transfer partners because currently zero cards have American as a transfer partner. So that's something to look out for in the future. That might be the window to make it easier to get points over to American. The next one on our list on our rundown here, the Million Mile Giveaway. So Chase is basically giving away 1 million points to 10 individuals. And if you follow our newsletter, you've already received the link to this. Or if you follow us on Instagram, we actually posted about this as well. But essentially, this is an opportunity to get well over $12,000 worth of travel for free. really, there's only two requirements. One, you have to already have one of their cards that offers ultimate rewards. So that's going to be their Chase Sapphire Preferred, Chase Sapphire Reserve, or their Chase Business Preferred card. And you have to apply by January 31st. So those are pretty much the only two requirements. We will have the link to this in the show notes to make it easy for you as well. Again, January 31st is the deadline, and it's a really easy way to get 1,000,000 points. And hopefully the odds are in your favor. I definitely applied as well. And if I win, you guys are going to hear about it. So this one's kind of exciting here. So if you're familiar with Built, we don't talk about Built too much. One of our previous episodes with Ryan of Profits and Points, he talked about Built in depth, but Built is typically been known to earn points on paying your monthly rent. And they work with pretty much every platform out there, almost everyone that you can rent through, to earn essentially transferable points through just paying your rent each month. Well, coming soon, you're going to be able to earn Built points on your monthly mortgage payments. And actually, at the Travel More conference I was at, I met Richard Kerr, who is kind of the head of marketing over at Built, and he alluded to this. And so now they've made it more public, which is exciting. We don't know exactly all the rules around this, if you're going to have one of their cards, or I think they're also saying they might offer a Premier card as well. So we don't know all the rules, but keep an eye out on this, because if you've got a $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month mortgage, this could be a really easy way to earn points that eventually you can transfer to many of their transfer partners that exist out there, like Alaska Airlines and a lot of other places. And of course, once this is actually live and we've got a little bit more idea of what are the mortgage companies that allow it and who they work with, we're going to make sure to update you guys as well. All right, guys, last quick travel hit for this week is going to be this month's transfer bonuses for the month of December. And actually, these play into January as well. So for American Express, we've got a 40% transfer bonus to Virgin Atlantic. That can actually be really huge. I posted a reel about this a week or so ago, but basically you can get a flight from, as an example, JFK to London in business class, to be clear. So what Virgin considers their upper class, for 29,000 Virgin miles, essentially, right now. Well, with the transfer bonus, that means you can actually do it for 21,000 Amex points, which is absolutely insane for a business class flight across the pond. And you can even find domestic fares. Because Delta is part of the same alliance as Virgin, you actually can find many domestic flights that you can book through Virgin for that flies on Delta. And you can find flights I found as low as essentially 5,000, 6,000 Amex points that you transfer over with that bonus. So if you have some flights coming up, again, never transfer speculatively, but if you have some trips coming up, this would be a good way to start looking into seeing specifically maybe if there's some opportunities with Delta on the domestic side, or just getting over to the UK or Europe with Virgin from transferring your Amex points. The other one is going to be 15% Avianca Life Miles. So a 15% transfer bonus from American Express to Avianca. I know most people complain about Life Miles' website, but they do have some good redemptions you can find. Both of those are good until December 31st, so through the end of the year. Now on Chase side, we've got a couple. So Air Canada Aeroplan, that's 20%. I found that to be a really cool place to get some redemptions that you're not typically going to find. So 20% bonus for Aeroplan. And then Air France KLM, also 20%. Now this one is great because KLM Flying Blue, I think, is probably one of the most flexible programs to book travel to, especially when you're trying to go some other part of the world. I've transferred points to KLM so many times, and when you are able to do it and snag a transfer bonus at the same time, that is key. And then the last one, I'm not going to recommend necessarily, but I do want to point it out there, because if you have a trip and you are looking to book a property, maybe you already have some IHG points and you need a little bit more, right now, Chase is having a 70% transfer bonus to IHG One Rewards. Now, the reason why I say I don't recommend that is because although it sounds huge and amazing, IHG points are so much less valuable than Chase points. So even with the transfer, they're still less valuable than just keeping the points at Chase. But if you need a top up, or because IHG, when you book on points, they do book 4 nights and you'll basically only pay 3 nights in points. The 4th night is free. that could be an opportunity if you need to top up some of your IHG points and you want a little bit of a bonus and don't want to have to pay for IHG points. But again, I wouldn't just do this speculatively as always. And also, it's not as attractive as it sounds. As always, for all the transfer bonuses, we do have the transfer bonus calculator on our website. So we'll go ahead and link to that in the show notes as well. If you ever need help with transferring points, the process, questions, does this make sense? Don't hesitate to reach out, shoot us a DM, message me or the group in our private Facebook group as well. And as always, we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Have a good one, everybody.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.